You're listening to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on KXL.
And back to the show here on a Sunday afternoon. This is where the business week starts every weekend right here on Business Briefing. Time to shift gears a little bit from residential to the apartment market now. And we've got Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate in studio to talk about the big event coming up on June 1st. It's the Apartment Insider Report right downstairs here at the PacWest Center in the beautiful Bing Lounge from 6 to 7:30. Doors open at 5:30. It's only $25, $30 at the door. It includes your wine, appetizers, and parking in downtown Portland. Here's what Joe will unveil at this event. The 2011 apartment market forecast. We're already about, 5 months into the year, and things are red hot. He'll give us an update on that. How to use your retirement funds to purchase property with self-directed IRAs. Of course, we talked about that last week. This week, we're going to talk about tips to avoid on transaction pitfalls. That's coming up here in about 10 minutes. And the lending outlook, which has improved dramatically. We'll talk about that as well. To register, the phone number is 866-546-9390. Or you can go to his website, josephbernard.net. Joe, thanks for joining us here on a Sunday afternoon. And I'm stoked for this event because the one in November was sold out. We had over 80 people crammed into the Bing Lounge. It was a great event. And so you brought this back again here this spring. And I know I have plans to maybe make this a recurring event. But we talked about it last week. The apartment market is red hot. And this is not just hype. You had articles from USA Today, Wall Street Journal, Portland Business Journal. I mean, it's everywhere. Portland's a very unique market. And I think your business model is also very unique. There's a lot of commercial real estate agents out there who they kind of try to do everything. You focus only on apartments. And I've always said the way to be very successful in what I do, what you do, is to focus on one thing and be very good at it. And obviously with, one in three transactions going through your office, you've done that.
Absolutely, Brian. And great being in here again on this weekend. You know, we specialize in the multifamily, the brokerage community. As everybody knows a broker. So when you're looking to buy an apartment or you own an apartment, you're looking to sell or reinvest, we specialize in it. And that's our focus. We've been doing it for years. And really, you know, when you compare brokerage services, you know, the whole reason we exist is to provide a higher professionalism, sound integrity, and more customer service to the clients. And I saw that lacking in this specific industry years ago. And we're here to fill it.
And I've known you for a few years, and your background, I think, is interesting for people to hear, too, because this isn't something where, you know, you got real estate license and kind of stumbled into this. I mean, you were actually an active investor before you got into this, right? I mean, you had apartments.
Correct. You know, I was in corporate America, ran a telecom branch up here in Oregon, and when I relocated into Portland from, you know, Southern California, it was, you know, cost of living was a lot less expensive up here. And so I started buying apartments and investing into the market. And as I was doing that, I learned how strong the apartment market is in Portland and how it's different from all the other cities in the country. And I just gravitated into that when I started seeing some of these voids. And really, I was a client. I didn't believe I got the best service. I didn't see, you know, high professionalism. I come from that corporate model. I was trained and developed in, you know, in a Fortune 50 company. And so when I made the career change to go into this business full time, there was, you know, two reasons. One, to provide a better service to clients and to learn more about, obviously, the apartment market for, you know, helping clients and as well as my own portfolio. But what it translated into the years later is, I was right. There was a lot of clients not receiving the best service. They were getting, you know, we call it steering into properties that maybe they shouldn't have purchased. They weren't getting the best information. The data is critical. Even today, I still hear, you know, owners that purchase something that they shouldn't have bought, and they're not happy with it, and they can't do anything. And so, again, we provide that service. We founded the company on the three pillars: professionalism, integrity, and service. We deliver that every day.
Yeah, you do. Joseph Chaplick, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate joining us. The Apartment Insider Report coming up in just a couple weeks. Hard to believe it's June on the horizon here. Wednesday, June 1st, 6 to 7:30 at the Bing Lounge downstairs here at the PacWest Center. And seats are going fast. Price only $25. That includes wine, appetizers, parking, and a free report. Of course, seating is limited. Register today, 866-546-9390. And coming up in our next segment, too, Joe's going to talk about the pitfalls, at least four out of the five pitfalls. He'll give you the fifth one at the seminar to avoid in apartment investing. And this market is so unique. And you've touched on that. I've touched on that. What is it? Is it the fact that we have so many of these young creative types here who maybe don't have the income to buy a home, they rent, or is it because of the job market in Oregon is depressed? What's driving the apartment market from a macroeconomic standpoint?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things, and to touch a few of them here, I would tell you that the population growth here in Portland is growing. You know, that 25 to age 40 group is still moving to Portland. They're moving without even having jobs here. And the buzz around Portland, you know, in the country is that Portland is a dynamic city and people are coming here. And before people used to say it rains a lot in Portland. Now they say, oh, that's a thriving city, vibrant, but we need to go there. And so you have a population growth that's still increasing. You have a makeup of apartments that, you know, more than 50, well, I'd say less than 50% now own a house. It used to be, you know, the national average, I think, is around 65% in mm-hmm. the country that own, you know, homes. It spiked up a little higher back in the residential boom. But here in Portland, about 48-50% own a house. So you have about 50% renters. The makeup of the apartments is good 75% of the buildings were built pre-1980. So you have a lot of product out there. You have the urban growth boundary. You have, you know, the urban, you know, core. Everybody wants to live close to the city. If you look at some of these buildings, you know, the average size is 10 to 60 units. They're a dime a dozen. They're everywhere. And so when you have that, you don't have a lot of new development. You have a high demand, not a lot of supply going right now with the new construction being so limited over the last 3-4 years, and it's probably continue that for the next 2 years. You just have a driver here of high demand, no supply, great economics for an apartment owner because it's all based on the income approach and the cap rate in the market. So what you get here in Portland, if you're an apartment investor, you get a solid investment, low risk, good building, good tenants, rents are increasing, which increases the value of the building.
The Apartment Insider Report coming up just a couple of weeks. Wednesday night, June 1st, 6 to 7:30. Doors open at 5:30 downstairs here at the Bing Lounge. Joseph Chaplick and many of the experts he worked with will join us for this, what will be really a packed house down there. We sold the one out in November. This one's selling out quickly. Cost $25. Register today, 866-546-9390, or check out more information on Joe's website, josephbernard.net. When we come back after the break, we'll talk about the pitfalls to avoid in apartment investing. That's up next on Business Briefing.